So it's something which is not tzarech echol nefesh, but it's a tzarech hamoyed. So it's mutter. We said it's mutter to do it in a form of which is referred to as ma'ase hedyot, and not which is what's referred to as ma'ase uman. It has to be something which is done in an average fashion as opposed to a professional fashion. What is the definition in halacha of ma'ase uman versus ma'ase hedyot? So the most obvious criteria of something which makes something a ma'ase uman as opposed to ma'ase hedyot is something which requires a certain amount of skill. A person has to be trained to learn how to do this action. His hands, some people say, a seamstress or a tailor sews more, in a different way than that person who's never been trained to do that. So if it requires imun yadayim, it requires the training of the hands to be able to do this, this is considered a ma'ase uman, it's not going to be permitted. So if a person wants to sew something on Chol HaMoed, the person who's not an uman, wants to sew something back together, he's allowed to sew that on Chol HaMoed. A person who's considered experienced at it, a woman who has experience, she's not necessarily a professional, but she's a woman who has experience in doing this, or obviously somebody who's professional does it professionally, they cannot do it on Chol HaMoed unless they would do it in a way which is a larger stitch than usual, or a zigzag stitch. They need to do it somewhere which is not in the average way of doing it. So Iman Yadayim is something which would make it usher to do on Chol HaMoed. So a person wants to put up a picture on the wall, so take a hammer, bang on a nail, doesn't take too much of it. Experience to do that. So that's a mutter. It makes your house look nicer. It's mutter Chol HaMoed. You could do that. That's not a ma'ase uman. A ma'ase uman is something which a person needs a certain amount of technical know-how how to do this. It's not something which the average person knows the information which is necessary to do it. So getting involved in some types of more advanced computer programs and stuff like that. So that's a technical issue. So that would not be considered a ma'ase hedyot. It's a ma'ase uman. A person has a job and it's a davar aved, it's a different issue, but a person is not doing it because he needs it because of parnasa situations. A person does it because he just wants to take care of something. So it's not, even with tzarech hamoed, he cannot do it because it's ma'ase uman. If it's beyond the fact that there's a certain amount of technical know-how, this is something which only certain mitzvah people are familiar with these concepts. Supposedly that it's very technical, etc., but it's a limited knowledge. People are in that field are aware of this type of knowledge. It doesn't require any specific skill. So Shlomo Zalman says he sees that as also as a ma'ase uman. If that's something that belongs to a certain field of people which are doing certain things, that's considered a ma'ase uman. If it's none of those things, so then tzarech hamoed are going to be mutter. So I want to, next few days, go through some examples of applications of ma'ase uman and ma'ase hedyot. Have a good morning.